From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, I'm a little nervous. Getting on a microphone, you know, it's you know, if you haven't done it before, man, it can really get to you.
It sure can. And
I'm trying to put our guest at ease. Jaden is in here from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Jaden and Paula, and Jaden, although you've done stuff on the radio before, this is your first time coming in with CareNet.
Yeah, it is. I'm new.
Pull that mic right up to.
Okay.
You can grab it, move it around. There you go.
There you go.
Anyway, Jaden with CareNet. Now, Jaden, how long have you been at CareNet?
I've been at CareNet since May of this year.
I'm on staff.
I'm a part-time employee for the summer.
Very good. And what are you doing at CareNet?
I've been doing graphic design, t-shirt design, social media management, just a few of those marketing aspects.
Very good. So anyone there you know?
I do know Paula, and I do know my
Auntie Jen.
Aunt Jen, yes, Jen Ward. She's my aunt.
It's okay. Listen. Let me tell you my thing on hiring family. Right? It's as long as the person being hired for the position is worthy of the position, then do it.
Yeah.
We should support family, and I know, Jaden, that you do good work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Steve.
They're blessed to have you there.
Yes.
At any rate, listen, coming up later in the hour, we're going to be visiting with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. We're all very aware that there was a special session, finally, and kinda. We are going to get kind of an update on what occurred at the special session and some of Carla's thoughts on it and ways that you can connect with your local government and communicate with them about some of the things that were supposed to be dealt with at the special session we thought would be, but apparently not like we had hoped. So listen for that. And just about 30 minutes from now. But with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in studio, we want to catch up and find out what's coming up, what's happening. And let's start with this, and I'll throw this out to Jaden or Paula. Those not familiar, I don't know how a listener could not be familiar with CareNet Pregnancy mm-hmm. Centers of Albuquerque. We've had you on often. But for those not familiar, just essentially what it is, you know, how it came to be here in Albuquerque, a little over 40 years ago?
Yep.
And what kind of services at no cost are available?
Yes. So we are a pregnancy resource center that offers women and men in our community services such as pregnancy test, ultrasound, STI test, and mentorship for men, along with resources, material assistance, classes to come alongside women and men that are facing an unplanned pregnancy and giving them opportunities to be successful in their parenting and in life.
And, you know, obviously unplanned.
Absolutely.
It can be a very serious time, very stressful mm-hmm. time. A lot of uncertainty, but you know, I kind of want to touch, you know, on some of the there's classes that are available.
Yes, so we offer classes to for women that have just found out they're pregnant, and we walk alongside her till the baby is 3 years of age.
But what I was going to get at, you know, is tense and is stressful.
Yes.
I have to, come on, at some of those classes, Is there not a little shucking and jiving and having some fun? And
absolutely.
And just, you know, it's not all heavy, heavy stuff.
No.
When I'm trying to paint that picture, because I know you guys.
Yeah.
And I know that the folks at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, they're fun.
Yes.
But they all, you know, there's a time for certain things.
And there's a time and a place, right? Yeah.
And I'm saying that because for those who know someone who maybe needs the services, or maybe you're listening and you need the services, this is a bunch of people that are going to be receptive to you.
Yes.
You're going to feel very quickly like part of the family.
Yes, we are 100% permission-based. So we are, yes, Christ-centered organization, and we are, like I said, 100% permission-based. So we ask permission when we want to share information. We love to educate her. We want to educate her for the options that she has available to her.
And him,
absolutely. Yes, he is very important.
Yeah. And when we say that, that goes to statistically. We kind of already knew that when we would visit months and months, gone past. But it was one of the things I think that was really well addressed at this year's dinner.
Yes. So his opinion, his decision is important to her. So when she finds herself in an unplanned pregnancy and she immediately goes to him and sees what he is feeling, and if he is not, stepping up or really addressing, him being responsible, yeah, part of the, decision.
Yeah.
They typically will, if he says, it's your decision, but he genuinely wants to be a family, then he's got a very important role to play
now
in her decision.
How critical is it, not only that, he's in part of the decision making, but that he actually gets to CareNet with,
yes,
her? And not only how important is it, what are some of the objections that she's going to run into? That is there any any rebuttals that you provide them with to encourage him to be there?
So one of the things that he will face is sometimes they don't have had a role model themselves to be, what does it mean to be a father? How does that look like to him? I mean, we give them practical tools as far as how to swaddle the baby, how to have good nutrition for mama while she's pregnant, how to serve her, how he plays a part in feeding the baby, changing the baby,
yeah,
all those practical tools that we are able to give him. And most of the time, they're afraid as well. The men are afraid as well.
Pretty sure I could still do a cloth diaper, kind of like a pit stop.
Kudos to you.
Pretty sure.
That's good.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what a cloth diaper is, Jaden?
I know what it is, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. yes. We were actually, I'm going to tell you.
Are you going to date us?
No. One of my kids, my aunt, blessed us with a diaper service for, I don't know, weeks with a newborn.
There's some fancy things out there nowadays. There are still families that do cloth diapers, but they have services that they can just send the cloth diapers.
You just collect them in a somewhere near the garbage in the back, somewhere in a container. I don't mean to be that graphic, but maybe I do.
But it's still possible.
But yeah.
It's still out there.
Thank you, Ann Ellen. God bless you. But yeah, listen, if you just tuned in, we're not having a segment talking about how to change cloth diapers.
No.
CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is doing a great work in centers.
Yes.
Let's remind people where all they'll find a CareNet Pregnancy Center here in the Albuquerque area.
Yes, certainly. So we have two locations in the Albuquerque area, one in the South Valley and one on Paseo and Jefferson. So, and then we have Rio Rancho, East Mountain, Edgewood, Los Lunas, and then we have our medical mobile unit.
Right, which is pretty well full clinic.
Mm-hmm, it is. It's a clinic on wheels.
Yeah. Including ultrasound.
Including ultrasound. Absolutely.
Which we talk about almost every time. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. Because
80%. 80% of the time that she sees her baby's heartbeat or baby, she will choose life.
Yeah. So if you know someone who is considering an abortion, and you can encourage them to go to CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, first of all, and get an ultrasound, chances are that baby is going to see the light of day.
The legacy.
Yeah.
Imagine the legacy.
Yeah.
The generations to come.
Yep. Okay. So we have some things on the calendar coming up. We want to make sure that the listener is aware of. And I think before we go to our first break, we can talk about the first event on the calendar.
Yes, it's our Walk for Life, and I'll have Jaden talk about that.
Yeah, so our Walk for Life is coming up Saturday, August 10th. It starts at 8 a.m. You get there at 8 a.m., do sign-ups, registration, and then the walk itself begins at 9. It's about just a little bit over 3 miles around the Hoffmantown campus, and so walkers from all centers will join together at one location at Hoffmantown and support life.
Yeah, because I know in years past that was the case, and then they did it, different locations, at least one other time. But if you go to this year, it's going to be all for all the centers. It will be in the same location in Hoffmantown, August 10th. Go to carenetabq.com and then click on Partner with Us, and you'll see the Events tab. And if you click on that, you'll find the Walk for Life, which, by the way, we talked about your artwork last time.
Yes, we did.
I said how cool and hippie it was.
Thank you. I had so much fun making it.
That's kind of what you were going for?
Yeah, I wanted to do the landscape, like the view that you see from Hoffmantown.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of sunrise vibe, and then the CareNet heart in the sun. So I was going for like a little bit of a retro vibe with that.
So for those who haven't attended a Walk for Life, either Jaden or Paula, let's talk about what people experience. Let's paint a real picture of how that morning goes. It's much more than showing up, signing something, and going for a walk.
Oh, that's right. So it is a family-friendly event. We want you to gather your family, gather a team to walk around for life. And we have Sueños Coffee. We're going to have a food truck. We're going to have a car show. We really want to make it enjoyable for you to come and hang out and fellowship, but also be a part of a voice for those that cannot defend themselves. And Jaden has kind of something that we're going to try out this year.
Yeah, so this year, I'm going to announce it on our social medias pretty soon, but we're going to have a sign-making competition. So make your most creative pro-life sign. Obviously, keep it family-friendly and fun and upbeat. And we'll be doing a little bit of a competition with prizes. And this year, we'll also have stickers. We'll have some stickers you can use for your water bottles, your laptops, and those will be custom for using our artwork from this year. So really going to have a lot of fun things to do.
So kind of a poster / banner. I'm kind of imagining even two people or more maybe taking up the whole path as they walk along.
Absolutely.
Holding each end of the banner that has a message for the passersby.
Yes.
Yep. The public.
Yeah.
Why are we doing what we're doing?
We want to convey the joy and the love that we bring to this movement, because a lot of times pro-life people are painted as grumpy or out of touch, and we know that we're not. We're here to support life.
And we are here to choose abundant life.
Yes. That's right. Choose abundant life.
I was listening at the dinner, can you tell?
You did such a good job. Yes. It's such a great message. I mean, what Roland Warren from CareNet Nationals, he truly brought a great message on the family unit and the importance of the men in the house, in the family.
Yeah.
And we want to bring that abundance. That's why this event is family friendly. Gather a group of people to support the work of the ministry. We are 100% funded by private donors. We don't get any government funding, so it is truly by His people that, out of the generosity of their heart, their obedience to the Lord, to give to CareNet.
Yeah. You know, one of the other things that really stood out from this year's dinner, we talked about it before, though, I want to bring it up again, is how important it is for the body of Christ to extend grace to those that are in need. You know, there's stories of people who chose, contrary to what we would hope, because of the fear of how it would be received when they, you know, let people know what state they were in.
Right.
And it's important as believers that when, you know, when we have someone who we're aware of that's dealing with an unplanned pregnancy that they may not want people to know about,
right?
That what's primary is the gospel.
Yeah, that's right.
And them knowing Jesus and their baby getting a chance to know Jesus and their baby coming to full term. So we want to encourage that. The other thing, before we go to a break, Jaden, you mentioned that morning at 8 o'clock, you know, the registration is happening. Is there, when you click online, can you actually expedite the process for that morning at all by registering in advance?
Yeah, we have QR codes on our posters, on the mailers we sent out, on our social media that will take you directly to the website, as well as the link itself. If you sign up online beforehand, then yeah, you are good to go for registration and you don't have to do anything that morning.
Okay, so go to carenetabq.com to get the information you need. On the homepage there, click on the partner with us and then go down to events and you'll see the information about the walk on August 10th. It's a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And you can just go meet out in the parking lot at
Hoffman. You will see our tents. You will see signage. Come and join us. We want to have 500 walkers this year.
How many did you have last year?
We had a little over 300.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
So 500 walkers is our goal. We want to make sure it, you know, that people, as we're walking around, people will say, what is that?
Right.
Who are they?
And it's, listen, you should come out anyway. But for those, you know, like often people, you know, they get past the holidays and they're like, man, I need to start working out. Yes. Well, this is a pre-holiday workout.
This is.
So you have an excuse to eat more at the holidays.
Amen.
And it supports a good cause. So you're killing two birds with
that's right.
There you go.
It supports a great cause. So much appreciated. All right. So we're going to go to a break and come back. We're going to find out more with Paula and Jaden from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque right after this on ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for joining us. Reminder that if you go to the website at klyt.fm, you know, I keep bringing this up, and sometimes when you bring stuff up week after week after week, it feels a little bit like, you know, I mean, I don't know what you're feeling on your end when you receive it. And I understand it can feel a little bit like, all right, we've heard. But listen, what happened in Rio Doso started like over a month ago, and that was with the fires. And there was like, 1,400 structures, I think about 700 homes. Now imagine just one person in your sphere of influence losing their home. And what a huge deal that is, not only to them, but I mean, just you know, being connected. 700 families in their sphere of influence were impacted right here in New Mexico. These are our neighbors. And then, so their house is gone. And then there's a burn scar on the hill and rain comes. And I don't know if you've seen the videos online, but there's torrential rivers, you know, running right down through these places where the burn scar is, and people, you know, that lost everything and are, you know, trying to sort through what they do have. I mean, unless you're going through it, you just can't probably articulate how bad it is. And we do want to thank the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and the Rapid Response Team and the work they're doing, along with a lot, you know, the Red Cross is doing stuff and Salvation Army and other groups are, you know, there's all these people doing relief efforts. You have a chance to go to klyt.fm in our action center there. You'll see links, one from the village of Ruidoso. They're still giving updates, maybe some FEMA information or you know, others, other relief effort information. And then there's Billy Graham Evangelistic Association links. Just click on the banners and find the information. And you know what? If you can't give financially, pray for the efforts going on in Ruidoso. There's terrible, terrible things still going on there. And talking about terrible, terrible things, the loss of life here just in the Albuquerque metro area on a daily basis. And, you know, Paula, who's in studio with us from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque with Jaden, I don't know if you have hard numbers, but based on numbers that I've kind of surmised by talking with you and other organizations, I mean, there's got to be at least 60 lives lost potentially every day in Albuquerque. Is that unfair to say?
No, that's not unfair to say. I mean, every day... this is a crazy part. I just learned this last week, is that we now have more abortion facilities than pregnancy centers. There are 26 abortion facilities in the state of New Mexico, and there's 23 pregnancy centers.
Yeah.
So the fight for life is no joke. It is raw and real, and it's happening every single day. And we're seeing those parking lots at those abortion facilities full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, some of the other thoughts that have crossed my mind recently, there's, you know, war is horrendous.
Yes.
And there's innocent lives. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get political about this. I'm just stating facts. There's innocent lives being lost in the midst of war right now.
Yes.
Whether it's in Europe or in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
There's people protesting about those wars and about the loss of life there. And
yes.
And I appreciate being concerned about others and the loss of life. What we're talking about in New Mexico and how many lives are being exterminated,
yes,
in the womb, is every bit as real.
Yes,
it's I think because kind of out of sight, out of mind,
right? And the numbers of abortions that are being done in New Mexico alone have quadrupled since 2019, 2020. It just keeps going up. Why?
In New Mexico or
in New Mexico?
Yeah, well,
that's just here.
Because we are a destination.
That's right.
Of our laws.
Right. Because you can have an abortion up to birth.
Yeah.
Anyhow, with that, we're seeing a lot of abortion pill women coming to Albuquerque to get the abortion pill. And we recently had a young lady regret that. And she came from out of state. And the moment she took that first pill that really eliminates the progesterone that a woman naturally has, and that's food for the baby,
uh-huh,
it eliminates it. And then the second pill expels the baby. She regretted it, and we got a call, and we were able to give her the reversal. So
now she took only one of two.
That's right.
Okay,
it's
now
the first pill.
Okay, so had she taken the second, is it?
It's
the reversal isn't an option then.
The reversal is highly. It's probably not going to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't know that there is an option to reverse the abortion pill, and that's something that's really important to get out.
Yeah, it is really important because, I mean, it's similar to the feeling, I mean, of buyer's regret. How many of us have been into a store, bought something probably pretty pricey, and walked out and thought, only amplify that greatly. And you have a woman who's taken the first pill of.
But that's the key. That's where we find the regret, is that first pill.
Yeah.
It's where she says, oh, what did I just do? What was I thinking? And she finds us on social media, I mean, or on the internet, and Karenette gets a call and gets to talk to her and guide her through the process and what that looks like. We make sure we give her an ultrasound to make sure baby is good and healthy, and they turn around and go back home.
Now,
but not only that, Steve, we also make sure that we partner her with the pregnancy center in her location.
Yeah.
So it's not like we just, okay, we're done and she takes off. No, we want to make sure that she is taken care of throughout her journey.
Right. Whether she's from out of town or out of state.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And this is something that's happening. You're having these ladies come in. Now, as we mentioned earlier, the services provided at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque to the clients, they are at no cost. Now, if they come in for the reversal pill, how much does that cost, Paula?
For them, no cost.
Right.
It's free.
Right.
Absolutely.
So this is an area where, listener, you can come alongside Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque on the website at carenetabq.com and click on the link to give. And when you do that, you'll have options, whether it's a one-time gift or recurring giving to be a part of supporting the work that they're doing there. The other thing I want to kind of rewind a little bit, we talked about one of the ways to help is through the Walk for Life coming up August 10th at Hoffmantown Church, 8 a.m. that Saturday morning. You can register in advance on the website at carenetabq.com. And actually, Jaden, I was appreciating the artwork that you did that you'll find on the website. But I also noticed on the artwork, there's a little scripture there.
Yeah, it's Titus 2, 7 through 8. And this is our verse for the year. And it says, show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. And that's really important because we are in this fight for life.
Yeah.
And we work so hard to remove all obstacles from a woman, her life, when she's in that decision state and she's deciding, do I choose life or do I not? And so we want to, not only in with financially, but just in the way that we treat people and love them, to remove all of those obstacles that would cause her to doubt.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind for me when I read that and I see that having nothing evil to say about us. Mm-hmm. I've seen social posts on various, you know, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, whatever, from those who would criticize the community that is choosing life and saying, you know, they say they choose life, but where are they when it comes to adoption and foster care? And then I send to them a link to an interest meeting that Calvary's having and other places are doing it on that exact topic. Or they talk about, you know, well, okay, so they send them to these centers and the girls don't have abortions, but then what? Well, did you go through their site? Because there's counseling and there's ways for them to earn points to go shopping and get diapers and things that they need. And the way they get points is by participating in the different programs and classes.
Right. But that's the only that they don't really have a solid ground to talk bad about us, Steve.
Right.
They really can't. They don't have anything. That's why this verse is so appropriate for this year, that for all the time. I mean, CareNet is 41 years, has been around for 41 years, which is incredible, and people still are learning about CareNet and what we do. So there's not much for them to say that we don't do, or we only care about the baby. No, if we've captured her heart, then we've captured two hearts, right?
Yes.
And that's our goal, is we want to make sure that she is loved, respected, and helped in her journey, that we're not just going to see her and okay, thank you, bye. No.
Well, we mentioned it earlier, early on. We said, you know, the feeling they get when they show up at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is non-judgmental.
That's right.
It's receptive. It feels a lot like you're coming into a place where there's family there that want to love you. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a feel, it's real.
It is real.
Well, there's a t-shirt. It's not just That's a feel.
It's real. Okay.
No, but
remember who was in the room with you.
I know you have all kinds of stories where you could testify, and you know, not that we'll name names here, but you could name names of relationships that have started in your life.
Yes.
From people who've come into the center and found hope.
Yes.
And when we say hope, you know, we know that that's a confident expectation hope, not a whimsical hope, the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel, that is found there. And at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, that's what you're going to find. Let me encourage you. And listen, I'm not just talking to those outside the church, okay? Because I think often we get into this conversation, people get in, they kind of get set in their mind, you know, what kind of people are we talking about? We're talking about people, churched and unchurched. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, but just as many of those inside the church walk through the doors of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque as do those that are unchurched.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of churched women, but we also see a lot of unchurched women and men. Okay. I need to include the men because, again, they are so important in this role that, you know, CareNet gets to be part of their lives. And so it is important that they understand, like you said it, we're not going to judge them. If they decide to go get an abortion, we also offer post-abortive care. So we want her to know that if she decides to go forward, we're going to be here.
They're going to find that same receptive spirit and love as if they had come in before an abortion.
Yes. So if you find yourself in a place, if you've had an abortion, please contact us. We have a program that will guide you through healing.
Yeah. How many stories do we have of women that have had abortions many years ago and they've never healed from it, and then they've come through our program and they've been able to heal from that through just the amazing counseling that we offer?
Yeah. At no cost.
At no cost.
To them, there is a cost, you can help cover it by going onto the website at carenetabq.com. We've come to the end of our time, but I want to throw it back to you, ladies. I want to make sure we covered everything you want to talk about.
Yes, it's been great. Thank you so much for always having us and letting us share what's going on in our community and talking to the people about why CareNet.
Yeah.
And we are on Instagram, X, Facebook, and we just created a TikTok account, and that's CareNet.abq. So go follow us on all those platforms, and we really hope you'll join us for the Walk for Life. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll get a free t-shirt if you register, and yeah, it'll be great.
All right, August 10th, and go to the website to sign up for that Walk for Life. Thanks for joining us, ladies. Let's do this next month.
Yes.
All right, Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition, Better Together New Mexico, coming up next on ABQ Connect.